Welcome to the Sleep Podcast by Slow. Before we dive into tonight's sleep story, meet Slow, our premium sleep app. Slow is your dedicated sleep companion, tailored to meet your unique needs. Imagine the feeling of waking up after a night of deep, uninterrupted slumber. Quality sleep not only enhances your well-being, but also fosters heightened focus, productivity, happiness, and reduced stress. With personalized sound mixing, Slow lets you create your own sleep sanctuary. Whether it's a jungle, a river, or any soundscape you desire, Slow has it all with a free trial. Now let's immerse ourselves in tonight's episode, where comfort and serenity await.
The Birth of a Breeze, a relaxing sleep story by Slow. In a quiet corner of the world, nestled between rolling hills and a tranquil lake, there existed a village named Whistling Pines. It was a place where the pace of life was slow, and the people had a deep appreciation for the simple pleasures of nature. One warm summer evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, a gentle breeze began to stir. This breeze, which had never been felt before, seemed to carry with it a whisper of magic. It rustled the leaves of the ancient oak trees and danced through the fields of wildflowers, spreading a sense of calm wherever it touched. As the villagers went about their evening routines, they couldn't help but notice the unusual breeze. It felt different from the ordinary winds that graced their village. This breeze had a softness to it, a delicate touch that made it feel as if the very air was alive with possibility. In the heart of Whistling Pines, there lived a young woman named Emily. "I am the spirit of the breeze," the figure replied, its voice like a soft sigh of wind through leaves. "I am the embodiment of the breeze that has guided you, the whisperer of secrets, and the keeper of the dance of shadows. With the spirit of the breeze as her partner, Emily continued to dance, their movements a beautiful and intricate tapestry woven into the fabric of the forest. It was a dance of connection, of unity, and of profound serenity. As the night wore on, Emily and the spirit of the breeze danced until the first light of dawn began to paint the sky. They danced until Emily's heart felt as light as a feather and her soul was filled with a sense of deep peace. Finally, as the sun rose above the trees, Emily and the spirit of the breeze returned to the whispering willow, their dance coming to an end. The ancient tree welcomed them back with a rustling of leaves, its branches swaying in approval. "You have danced with the shadows and embraced the night," the whispering willow whispered. "You have learned the language of the breeze and the secrets of the moonlight." She had always felt a deep connection to the natural world, and her heart sang with joy whenever she wandered through the meadows or listened to the songs of the birds. "You are now ready for the next step of your journey, Emily." With a heart full of gratitude and a newfound sense of purpose, Emily knew that her adventures in the forest were far from over. She had touched the magic of the natural world, and it had touched her in return, forging a bond that would last a lifetime. Under the watchful gaze of the whispering willow, Emily closed her eyes, ready to embark on the next chapter of her mystical journey, guided by the wisdom of the forest and the gentle whispers of the breeze. In the days that followed her enchanting dance with the spirit of the breeze, Emily's connection with the forest deepened. She had become a true guardian of the woods, her every step guided by a profound reverence for nature. One morning, as Emily sat beneath the whispering willow, she heard a new kind of whisper. It was not the voice of the ancient tree or the rustle of leaves, but the call of a wild creature. She recognized it as the haunting cry of a lone wolf. Driven by curiosity and a desire to learn from all aspects of the forest, Emily followed the distant howls through the woods. She had a gift for seeing beauty in the simplest of things. She moved silently, her steps careful and deliberate, as she sought to connect with the elusive creature that had captured her attention. As Emily ventured deeper into the forest, the calls grew louder, guiding her toward a remote clearing bathed in dappled sunlight. There she saw the majestic figure of a lone grey wolf, its coat shimmering with hints of silver. The wolf stood at the edge of a crystal clear stream, its eyes fixed on Emily with a mixture of curiosity and caution. Emily made no sudden movements, choosing instead to sit down on a moss-covered rock, her gaze locked with that of the wolf. "You are a creature of the forest, just as I am," Emily whispered, her voice a gentle breeze that seemed to carry her words to the wolf's ears. "I mean you no harm. I only seek to understand the secrets of this wilderness." The wolf's golden eyes bore into Emily's soul, as if searching for the truth in her words. Slowly, it took a step forward, then another, until it stood just a few feet away from her. That evening, as she stood in her garden tending to her flowers, Emily felt the gentle breeze brush against her skin. There was a sense of acknowledgement, a silent agreement between human and wolf. As the days turned into weeks, Emily and the lone wolf formed an unlikely bond. They spent their days together, exploring the depths of the forest and sharing in the wonders of the natural world. Emily learned from the wolf the art of silent communication, the language of the wild, and the secrets of survival in the wilderness. In turn, Emily shared with the wolf the stories of her own journey, the wisdom of the whispering willow, and the lessons she had learned from the spirit of the breeze. It was a profound exchange of knowledge, a bridge between two different worlds. One evening, as Emily and the wolf sat side by side beneath the starry sky, Emily spoke of her gratitude for the forest and all it had given her. "I have found solace and wisdom in the heart of these woods," she said, her voice a whisper that seemed to echo in the stillness of the night. The wolf, in its own way, expressed its understanding. It was as if the forest itself had listened to Emily's words, and the wind had carried her message to every corner of the wilderness. It was as if the breeze had chosen her, as if it had come to her for a purpose. In that moment, Emily knew that her journey in the forest had come full circle. She had danced with the shadows, embraced the night, and communed with the creatures of the wild. She had become a guardian of the woods, a protector of its secrets, and a steward of its beauty. As the days turned into months, Emily and the lone wolf continued to explore the forest together, their bond unbreakable. They roamed beneath the whispering leaves, listened to the songs of the birds, and basked in the serenity of the woods. And as they did, Emily couldn't help but feel that the forest, in all its wisdom, had chosen her to be a part of its eternal story, a tale of magic, connection, and the call of the wild. With a heart filled with gratitude and a soul at peace, Emily knew that her adventures in the forest would never truly end. For she had found her place in the natural world, a place where she could listen to the whispers of the wind, dance with the shadows of the night, and answer the call of the wild whenever it beckoned. Under the watchful eyes of the whispering willow, Emily and her wolf companion continued their journey, bound by a love for the forest and a deep understanding of its mysteries. Together they were a testament to the enduring bond between humans and the wild, a bond that could never be broken. "Hello, little breeze," Emily whispered, her eyes twinkling with curiosity. As the seasons changed and the years passed, Emily and her wolf companion continued to roam the forest together, their friendship deepening with each passing day. The lone wolf, once a solitary wanderer, had found a kindred spirit in Emily, and their connection had grown into an unbreakable bond. Emily had become a true guardian of the woods, known far and wide as the one who could speak to the creatures of the forest and understand the language of the wild. She shared her wisdom with those who sought her guidance, and the whispering willow had become a place of solace for all who visited. Under the gentle guidance of the whispering willow, Emily had learned to harness the magic of the forest. She could call upon the winds to carry her words to distant ears, summon the animals of the woods to her side, and listen to the secrets of the earth itself. But her most cherished gift was the ability to share the forest's wisdom with those who had lost their way. Many sought her out, seeking answers to life's questions, and Emily would sit with them beneath the ancient tree, her voice like a soothing melody, imparting the ancient wisdom of the whispering willow. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a golden glow over the forest, a weary traveler arrived at the clearing. His eyes were filled with sorrow, and his shoulders were burdened with the weight of the world. "What brings you to my garden tonight?" The breeze seemed to respond with a soft caress, swirling around her like a playful dance. He had heard tales of Emily's wisdom and had come in search of guidance. Emily welcomed him with a warm smile and invited him to sit beneath the whispering willow. As the traveler poured out his heart, Emily listened with empathy and understanding. She knew that his journey had been filled with hardships and that he carried the scars of life's trials. "You have come to the right place," Emily said softly. "The forest has a way of healing the wounds of the soul and offering clarity in times of darkness. With the traveler's permission, Emily reached out to the forest, calling upon the ancient spirits that dwelled within its depths. The whispering willow rustled its leaves, and the wind carried their whispers to her ears. The animals of the woods gathered around, their presence a testament to the harmony of the natural world. Under the guidance of the forest's wisdom, Emily spoke to the traveler, sharing insights and offering solace. It carried with it the scent of blooming roses and the distant murmur of the lake. She helped him find answers to his questions and encouraged him to seek the beauty and wonder that still existed in the world. As the night descended, the traveler's heart grew lighter, and the weight of his burdens began to lift. He thanked Emily for her kindness and the wisdom she had shared, knowing that his visit to the Whispering Willow had been a turning point in his life's journey. With a renewed sense of purpose, the traveler left the forest, his steps filled with newfound hope. Emily watched him disappear into the distance, her heart filled with gratitude for the role she played in helping him find his way. Under the starry sky, Emily and her wolf companion sat in silence, their souls at peace. The forest had a way of bringing solace to those in need and fostering a deep sense of connection with the world around them. As the night unfolded, Emily felt the presence of the Whispering Willow and the ancient spirits of the forest, a reminder that she was part of something greater than herself. She knew that her journey in the woods would continue, and she would always be a guardian of its secrets and a conduit for its wisdom. With the wolf by her side, Emily leaned against the Whispering Willow's sturdy trunk, her eyes filled with the eternal beauty of the forest. As Emily continued to tend to her garden, she couldn't shake the feeling that this breeze was no ordinary wind. The ancient tree rustled its leaves, and the wind carried its whispers to all who would listen, a symphony of knowledge and serenity that would endure for generations to come. And so, beneath the starry canopy of the forest, Emily and her wolf companion continued their journey, bound by love, guided by wisdom, and forever in harmony with the natural world. It was as if it carried a message meant just for her. In the days that followed, the gentle breeze became a constant presence in Emily's life. It accompanied her on her morning walks and whispered to her as she sat by the lake, watching the ripples on the water. Emily began to sense that the breeze was trying to communicate with her, to share its wisdom and secrets. It was as if it wanted to teach her something, to guide her on a journey of discovery. And so Emily made a decision. She would listen to the breeze, follow its lead, and see where it would take her. She knew that this was the beginning of a remarkable adventure, one that would reveal the mysteries of the world and the gentle magic of the breeze. As Emily closed her eyes that night, she could hear the soft sighing of the wind outside her window. It was as if the breeze was singing her a lullaby, promising her dreams filled with wonder and serenity. Little did she know that this was only the first chapter of the tale of the gentle breeze, a tale that would weave its way through the very fabric of her life and the lives of those she would come to know and love in the days to come. Emily's days in Whistling Pines continued to be filled with the enchanting presence of the gentle breeze. It had become her constant companion, a friend that never left her side. With each passing day, Emily felt a deeper connection to this mysterious force of nature. One bright morning, as Emily wandered through the woods that bordered the village, she noticed something unusual. The trees seemed to be whispering to each other in hushed tones, their leaves rustling with excitement. It was as if the whole forest was abuzz with a secret. Intrigued, Emily approached one of the ancient oaks and placed her hand on its gnarled trunk. She closed her eyes and listened, her heart open to the mysteries of the natural world. The gentle breeze, always attuned to Emily's thoughts, began to weave its way through the leaves and branches, forming words in the rustling foliage. It was a language only she could understand, a language of the earth and the wind. "Seek the heart of the forest," the breeze whispered. "There you will find the answers you seek." With those words imprinted in her mind, Emily set off deeper into the woods, guided by the whispers of the trees and the touch of the breeze. She felt as though she was on a quest, a journey to uncover the secrets of the natural world. As she walked, she marveled at the beauty of the forest. Sunlight filtered through the leaves, casting dappled patterns on the forest floor. Birds sang their melodious songs, and a babbling brook accompanied her with its gentle murmur. Emily's journey led her to a clearing in the heart of the forest, a place untouched by human hands. In the center of the clearing stood an ancient willow tree, its branches gracefully sweeping the ground. It was a tree unlike any other, its leaves shimmering with an ethereal light. Approaching the tree, Emily felt a sense of reverence wash over her. She knew that this was the heart of the forest, the place where she was meant to be. With a deep breath, Emily reached out and touched the trunk of the willow tree. It was cool to the touch, and as her fingers made contact, she felt a surge of energy pass through her. It was as if the tree itself was welcoming her, inviting her to share in its wisdom. "Who are you?" Emily whispered, her voice barely more than a breath of wind. The willow tree, with a rustling of leaves and a gentle sway of branches, responded. "I am the Whispering Willow, guardian of the forest's secrets. I've been waiting for you, Emily." Emily's heart skipped a beat. She had heard tales of the Whispering Willow, stories passed down through generations of villagers. But she had never imagined that she would come face to face with this ancient and magical being. "What do you seek, Emily?" the tree asked. "I seek knowledge," Emily replied. "I want to understand the mysteries of the natural world, to connect with the heart of the forest, and to learn from the gentle breeze that guides me." The Whispering Willow nodded in understanding. "Then, my dear, you have come to the right place. I will share with you the wisdom of the forest and the secrets of the breeze. But first you must listen." And so Emily sat beneath the Whispering Willow, her heart open and her mind receptive. She listened to the murmurs of the leaves, the songs of the birds, and the soft, comforting voice of the breeze. It was a lesson in stillness, in the art of quieting the mind and attuning oneself to the natural world. As the day turned to dusk, Emily felt a profound sense of peace wash over her. She had taken the first step on a journey of discovery, and she knew that the Whispering Willow would be her guide. Under the canopy of the ancient tree, Emily closed her eyes and surrendered to the whispers of the forest, eager to learn the secrets it had to offer. Days turned into weeks, and Emily's visits to the Whispering Willow became a regular ritual. She spent her mornings in the heart of the forest, beneath the ancient tree's protective branches, learning the language of the natural world. Each day, the Whispering Willow shared a new lesson with Emily. She learned to decipher the calls of different birds, to read the signs left by animals in the forest, and to understand the subtle shifts in the wind. But most importantly, she learned the art of patience and stillness, allowing her senses to fully connect with the world around her. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and the forest came alive with the songs of night creatures, Emily heard a new kind of whisper in the breeze. It was a soft, melodic sound, like the tinkling of wind chimes. Intrigued, she followed the sound deeper into the woods until she reached a small glade bathed in moonlight. There, she discovered a grove of slender silver birch trees, their leaves shimmering like liquid mercury. In the center of the grove stood a circle of stones, arranged in a pattern that seemed almost like a dance. As Emily approached the stone circle, the gentle breeze caressed her cheeks, and the leaves of the birch trees rustled in harmony. It was as though the forest itself was inviting her to join in a sacred dance. Without hesitation, Emily stepped into the circle of stones and began to move. Her movements were guided by the breeze, graceful and fluid, as if she were a part of the forest's own rhythm. She danced beneath the moonlit sky, her heart and soul in perfect harmony with the natural world. The Whispering Willow, who had been watching from afar, whispered words of encouragement to Emily. "You have discovered the Dance of Shadows, a sacred ritual of the forest. It is a dance that connects you to the essence of the night, to the secrets hidden in the shadows. Emily continued to dance, her body and spirit intertwined with the magic of the moment. She felt a deep sense of oneness with the forest, as if she were a part of its very soul. The moon above shone down upon her, casting a silvery glow that seemed to infuse her with its serenity. As the dance continued, Emily became aware of a presence beside her. It was the gentle breeze, taking on a form she had never seen before. It appeared as a shimmering figure, ethereal and luminous, dancing alongside her.
"Who are you?"
Emily asked, her voice a whisper in the night.
As we come to the end of this tranquil journey, we encourage you to continue your pursuit of serene nights and rejuvenated days with Slow. The path to restful sleep awaits you. Don't miss out on the chance to make every night a peaceful escape. Click the link in the podcast description to start your free trial, and let Slow be your guide to the serenity you crave. Thank you for joining us on this soothing adventure. Until we meet again, may your nights be filled with peaceful slumber and your days with boundless energy.